Saskatoon, Regina-based author Keith Landry's political thriller True North. A Nation Stands is on Amazon's bestseller list just weeks after its launch in late February. His latest installment might have predicted the future, as it mirrors the current situation between Canada and the United States, which are on the verge of a potential trade war. True North. A Nation Stands revolves around fictional U.S. President Jefferson Harland ordering the Navy SEALs to invade Greenland and launch a trade war against Canada, part of his long-term plan to annex his northern neighbor. However, ordinary Saskatchewan residents band together to start Canada's fight for survival. I wrote the book swiftly to publish while the iron was hot, aiming to help Canadian and American readers understand current events and what is at stake. The fictional nature allowed me to introduce political figures alongside everyday citizens from both countries fighting tyranny, Landry told Sask Today. My latest book, True North, A Nation Stands, is an Amazon bestseller. This political thriller's success is exhilarating. Additionally, my book Unforeseen Saskatchewan won the International Impact Book Award in the Adventure category in December. This fictional tale, set in the future, explores the impact of climate change on characters, some of whom resort to murder to achieve their aims. Landry blends history and current events in Canada into a story that informs readers about how past events helped shape the country and its influence on modern society. This narrative brings interesting characters to life. Landry, who lives with his wife, Vivian, in Regina, did not initially plan to become an author. He began writing 4 years ago when he turned 70. Now, he has published 26 books. His wife is his editor, and Gina Gestat, a local publisher, publishes his books. I didn't pursue writing earlier in life due to a full-time job and raising a family. However, I documented my work in government over the years. In the 1980s, I submitted 2 short stories to a magazine contest and won first and second prizes, said Landry. My first story, Alamette Island Massacre, remains my bestseller. Published 4 years ago, I withdrew the first edition due to spelling and grammar errors. It was a lesson in ensuring thorough proofreading and editing. My wife and Gina now ensure the quality of my books. Despite its flaws, he added that Alamette Island Massacre's first edition sold 800 copies within 2 months of its release in Quebec. The story is about a man who murdered his family in the 1930s. My self-published books sell well with the limited exposure I have. I have a few retail outlets that sell my books, but I rely on Amazon. Hender's Drugstore in Estevan is one place where people can buy them. But I miss the exposure of being in larger bookstores, he added. I've had little feedback from other literary folks in the mainstream book publishing industry except for the International Impact Book Awards. My writing has improved since I started, and AI has come into play in helping me edit and format as I write.